In Ireland, it's not a very well-used thing, but a number of tennis courts have been built in the country in the last couple of years, but in Europe in particular, it's all over the place.
How much is it going to cost to build?
We're expecting in the region of $3 million it's going to cost.
I suppose clubs listening to this, this sounds good, but am I going to have to pay for it? They'll be asking themselves.
No, actually, the way we got the money was we got $2.1 million from the Rural Regeneration Fund that we were put in touch with by the CEO of Sligo Leader, actually, Chris Ganley, who was here one night at a presentation for the Colliery St. Joseph's on the 12 team. And we were just talking, looking out the window, and within 4 days we had an application in. And from there on we moved on, and eventually we got, last November, we got $2.1 million from the fund. So, and that'd be on the basis that it'd be in the region of $3 million cost, and we'd be able to, between money we have put aside for the rainy day from the funding for this place, we feel we'll be able to fund that, no problem.
So you mentioned the dimensions, 150 metres by 100, that's a big pitch. How high is it going to be? Could it conceivably stage an intercounty football match?
The height of the building is going to be 26 metres. If you imagine goalposts in most clubs, it's twice the height of the goalpost.
Just thinking about the Irish weather, John, I'm sure it's robust material the air dome is built of, but this is Ireland, and if the outer core of the dome got a tear or a cut, what are the implications there?
Well, we've met with a number of suppliers, and obviously that is a worry if some fella had nothing for doing and tried to. For a start, it's going to be rock solid on the outside, even though it's going to be full of air. But if you put a tear, it's a double, what's called a double skin dome. So if you tear the outer layer, the inside one automatically covers the tear until you get it fixed.